Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Isaiah Jacob. The Reds dropped to the Orioles 3-0 yesterday. Brady Singer pitched 5 innings, giving up 2 runs. Since he's back on tonight at 7:10, Hunter Green on the mound. Pre-game coverage begins right here on The Fan at 7:10. The Guardians are in the midst of a major series to determine the leader in the AL Central. They fought off the White Sox again yesterday, this time in extra innings. Khalil Watson's single in the 10th gave the Guardos a 4-3 win to go up one game on Chicago in the Central. They match up again today at 7:10. Parker Messick pitching for the Guards. Today in World Cup action, Canada plays Morocco at 1, then Paraguay plays the tournament favorites, France, at 5. Team USA plays in the round of 16 against Belgium Monday at 8. Star striker Valerian Balogun has avoided a multi-game suspension for his red card in the win over Bosnia, but will sit out the round of 16 game Monday. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
This is Tee to Green, Central Ohio's premier golf show. Now here's your host, recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award by the Southern Ohio PGA of America and Hall of Fame, The Fan's own Skip Mossick.
And hi again, everybody. Good morning. Welcome into another edition of Tee to Green here on The Fan. This is a very special week in the golf world, especially here in Columbus, as we're hosting a major championship with the U.S. Senior Open here at Scioto Country Club. That's where we're coming to you from this morning. George McNeil, your leader at the midway point at 6 under par, but a jam-packed leaderboard. Defending champion Padraig Harrington alone in second, 2 back of the lead. A complete check of your leaderboards will be coming up in just a bit. Should mention, third round tee times were bumped up today due to the possibility of storms later this afternoon. Players were off in groups of 3 using split tees. The leaders just teed off a couple of moments ago, so things will probably be wrapped up here at Scioto around 2 o'clock or so this afternoon. Just a heads up if you're coming out to Scioto today. Dave Shedlosky of Golf Digest will stop by. We'll get his thoughts on the first couple of days here at Scioto, as well as the what the PGA Tour rolled out last week with changes to their competitive structure and the dual championship challenger and championship series. We'll speak with Dave about that. We had a chance to catch up earlier this week with arguably the top senior player today, and that is Stuart Sink, currently tied for 3rd, 3 back of your leader, George McNeil. We will share that conversation with Sink coming up in just a bit. And as always, we have another terrific golf prize package to give away. Major championship this week, so a major prize highlights this week's giveaway. We have a brand new driver from our friends at the PGA Tour Superstore to go along with our golf out at the Virtues, balls from Titleist, and more. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. But again, we are coming to you from historic Scioto Country Club, the site of this week's U.S. Senior Open. Some great golf the first couple of days. Joined for a few minutes now by Hank Thompson of the USGA. Hank is the Senior Director of the U.S. Senior Open. And Hank, first up, what we see this week is a result of so much work leading up to the championship. When do things begin for you and your team once the venue like Scioto is announced as host?
Well, you know, work even goes in before that. And I think with Scioto, we're lucky because we had our senior open here in 2016 and kind of had a good gauge for what it was, even though the golf course changed, you know, a pretty decent amount with Andrew Green's work. So our team inside the ropes certainly got started after the renovation, I guess, as they're terming it, that Andrew Green did 4, 5, 6 years ago. But then we continue to have, you know, good discussions with the club during those years. But then I would say probably 24 months ago is when we really started trying to figure out what we wanted to accomplish here, you know, in terms of the site plan and tickets and all that good stuff, and then recruiting volunteers. So, but a lot of the work probably really wasn't seen until we started building the site back in early May.
Well, Hank, unlike a regular tour event, I mean, let's use Memorial here at Muirfield Village as an example, you know, where the venue's the same every year. I know there's challenges, but, you know, your championships are at places that many times are not usual hosts. What are the challenges in that regards, you know, outside of the golf course? And I guess, were there any major challenges here?
Well, yeah, I guess that's probably the one good thing, you know, I'm sure there are many challenges for an event that's held at the same place each year, but for us, it may be challenging in some respects to be able to come into a spot and mold it into what we think we need or mold us to fit around the site. But also it gives us an opportunity to maybe be creative each and every year rather than just painting the same picture. I think with, with any of our championship sites, one of the first things is the capability to be able to get our fans, volunteers, players, vendors, and so forth on site during the week. So the parking and transportation plan is one thing that sometimes can give you a little bit of gray hair. But we've had good partners here in the Columbus area, and from parking lots to bus companies and that sort of thing. So we feel good about that. But then really just making sure that we're able to work with the club and being able to build a facility, the facilities around the golf course, and not impact the membership as any more than we have to. And I think we've been able to do a decent job with that. I'm sure every single member's probably, they probably have seen us out there maybe a little bit more than they'd like, but I'd like to think we've tried to keep our distance from them and not take away from the enjoyment of their golf course.
We're chatting with Hank Thompson, Senior Director of the U.S. Senior Open this morning, tee to green here on The Fan. And Hank, let me ask you about championship course selections. How does that work? Do they come to you? Does the USGA reach out at all? I mean, how's all that work?
Well, that's a great question. For us, We do have to have an invitation from a club to be able to, come and take a look at it and see what championship that club and that golf course might fit into. Obviously, we do keep ongoing relationships with hundreds and hundreds of golf clubs throughout the country, and we don't just focus one championship on one specific area. But ultimately, we have to have an interest from the club to say, well, can you come out and take a look and see where we might fit in at some point in time down the road? You've probably seen in the last few years, we've started to announce a lot of sites and a lot of championships well out into the future, into the 50s, quite frankly, which is kind of scary. But we do try to get ahead and make sure we've got great golf courses and great competitive places on our rosters and calendars leading ahead.
Well, Hank, let's talk about this week here a little bit. There is always a question, no matter which USGA event we're talking about, in regards to setup and challenge of balancing how difficult a course will play, knowing it, yes, it is a national championship, but tell us about the challenges, of setting up a place like Scioto that will play both hard but fair.
Yeah, I have to be perfectly transparent here. They keep me outside the ropes for a reason, or many reasons actually. But my colleague Ben Kimble, he's in charge of setting up the golf course from a competition perspective, and I think I can take the words and maybe put a couple in his mouth. The work that Bob Becker and Tristan Myers have done here at Scioto and getting this golf course ready, not only for us but their members every day, is something that's made, I think, Ben's life and our agronomist's lives a little bit less stressful, which is great. But I do think the layout of the golf course from multiple teeing locations, the green sites, provide for the opportunity to make these guys think about each and every golf club, throughout their rounds. The old saying is we'd like to get all 14 clubs dirty at some point in time during the 18 holes for them. But Mother Nature also plays into it as well. Obviously, they've got a lot of heat this week, and they're having to battle that in addition to the golf course. And I think, as we all know, if we're outside working in the yard or playing golf and maybe we get a little bit fatigued, sometimes our mind doesn't work as clearly as we might like. So I would imagine that's probably gotten into the head of some of these guys at some point in time thus far.
I was going to ask you about the heat, Hank. I mean, anytime you put on a tournament, the one thing you can't control is the weather. Obviously, it's been blazing hot all week. I thought of this question a couple of weeks ago when Harry Higgs showed up at Shinnecock and forgotten his pants. This is not a PGA Tour event. I mean, are players allowed to wear shorts like we see them in other USGA championships?
Well, within the last few years, actually, we've allowed players to wear shorts during practice rounds at our Open Championships. But once we start competitive play on Thursday, we do require long pants.
Well, Hank, I think most are familiar with the U.S. Opens that you put on, but I think some would be amazed at just the sheer number of championships that the United States Golf Association puts on each and every year. Tell everybody what that number is, and I guess restate, why it's so important for the USGA to spread those championships around to various parts of the country.
Well, that's important to us. We work with regional golf associations, allied golf associations across the country, and we want to be in their backyards. We have, I guess, 14 national championships. We've got four open championships, including the U.S. Open, the U.S. Women's Open, the Senior Open, and the Senior Women's Open. But then we have another 10 amateur championships, and actually one of those is kind of a hybrid, which starts next week, our U.S. Adaptive Open, which I think is in our fourth or fifth year, which has been an incredible addition to our calendar every year. And then you can't forget about our Cups, Curtis Cup and Walker Cup, which are, you know, the best amateurs playing, the best amateurs over from the GB&I side of things. So we do have a number of championships, starting with our junior championships all the way up through our senior amateur championships. So really any age can still play, and you don't necessarily have to be a professional. But the good news is all of our championships are open to your next door neighbor or the best player in the world that plays every day their lives on the LPGA or PGA tour. So I think that's one thing for us. We talk about our US Open championships being open to anyone, whether they're professional or amateur, but then being able to focus, which, you know, our first championship was the US Amateur at Newport Country Club back in 1895. So we started with the amateur game as first and foremost, and that is still very, very high on our list and something we're very proud of each and every year.
You mentioned the amateurs, Hank. You take a look at the field this week here at Scioto. I want to say, you know, there were 16 or 17 amateurs that qualified. Are you amazed and somewhat proud of that number of amateurs, you know, that qualified for this championship?
I think it's exciting. You know, again, I just think it's pretty cool that, again, your neighbor could qualify for this championship if they had, no, first and foremost, or the appropriate age, but then also have the maximum or less than the maximum handicap index. But just last year, we changed our qualifying to mirror the U.S. Open qualifying. 3 years ago, we only had one stage of qualifying, and it was just an 18-hole qualifier. Now we have two stages of qualifying, where the U.S. Open is 18 and then 36 holes. We're just 18 for both our local qualifying and then our final qualifying. So I think that's been great. It's continued to allow anyone to have that opportunity to compete in this national championship, but it also, I think, helps to build a stronger field than maybe what we were able to do 3 years ago.
Well, Hank, last thing, and I know this is probably impossible to answer. The USGA has a number of anchor sites in place, you know, for future U.S. Opens, but of all the great courses here in the United States, would there be a dream venue for a U.S. Open at a place that has never hosted before?
I don't know. I mean, there's so many great golf courses, and you know, it's, you know, you asked me earlier, what does it take to, you know, have a USGA championship? Certainly, you know, the golf course from the first tee to the 18th hole is the most important thing, and sure. And that, before you can move forward and look, was there enough space around the golf course to have facilities and compounds and that sort of thing? You know, that's where, depending upon the golf course and the size of our championship, kind of, you know, helps to get a particular golf course in the right folder of or portfolio of our championship. So it's hard to say. I mean, you know, we saw our Walker Cup last year out at Cyprus, which was fantastic. I've never been there, but it was awfully nice to see on TV. Mm-hmm. I just don't know that a club like that could, or a golf course like that, due to the operational stress load, could hold a current U.S. Open. So that's just where it gets so difficult to be able to pick out one or two, especially on the spot like this.
Hank Thompson, Senior Director of the U.S. Senior Open. Hank, thank you for this week. Have a great weekend here at Scioto, okay?
No, thank you very much. We really enjoyed being in Columbus, and hopefully everybody will be able to come out and stay hydrated and enjoy some championship golf.
All right, let's get you caught up not only here but around the golf world this week as we get you warmed up with some chip shots.
97.1 The Fan's Tita Green Chip Shots, presented by BMI Federal Credit Union.
Historic Scioto Country Club playing tough as you'd expect for a major championship in the U.S. Senior Open. George McNeil sits alone in the lead at 6 under par. McNeil with the low round of the championship, 66 on Friday. And McNeil on what was a special day.
Overall, I hit it mostly where I was looking today, so that's good, and made a few putts. So tried to stay out of trouble. If I did get out in trouble off the tee and stuff, I had an angle to hit it up on or near the green and took it, you know, and kind of made the putts that I needed to make those par saves, and then, you know, made a few birdies on top of that.
Defending champion Padraig Harrington sits alone in second, two back at -4, followed by a trio at -3 that includes Charlie Wee, Miguel Angel Jimenez, and Stuart Sink, who birdied three of his last four holes to put himself in this position.
You know, I salvaged an okay round today when it was really a pretty rough round all around, just not really much happening. I kept shooting myself in the foot, just not executing very well, and, you know, maybe the heat a little bit. You know, it's hard to focus, and you just lose your concentration just a little bit, and it's a tough track, so it punishes you if you're a little bit off. And dug myself a little hole, but the last four were, you know, it was really good to salvage those.
Four more players are at minus two, including Chris Devlin, 68 Friday for Devlin, who took advantage of an eagle on number 12, his third hole of the day.
You know, I had a great drive there. I've been driving it great all week, and I got it to where it was on that upslope of that hill. And, you know, it's one of those holes where when you get a chance to take advantage of this golf course, you've got to at least try it, you know. So I had a great three wood in there to about 12 feet. And was able to take advantage of that ball. There's very few of them out here. You have to be careful where you leave the ball in certain spots. So that was a great bonus to get early in the round.
Former Buckeye Ryan Armour currently at plus three. Nice 69 for Armour yesterday to make the weekend. But again, all chasing your leader, George McNeil, at six under par. And once again, third round tee times were bumped up this morning due to the possibility of storms later this afternoon. So if you plan on coming out to Scioto today, make plans to get out here maybe a little bit earlier. Often groups of three using split tees. The leaders just teed off at 9 o'clock. Elsewhere this week, PGA Tour is in Silvis, Illinois for the John Deere. Lucas Glover at minus 14 leads there by two. DP World Tour is in Munich. Thomas Rosenmuller minus 11. He leads there by one. LPGA, Korn Ferry, and PGA Tour Americas are all off this week. Your leaderboards are brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Visit them today at bmifcu.org. Coming up, more from Scioto, as we'll visit with our old friend Dave Shedlosky of Golf Digest. Dave joins us next as Tee to Green continues here on The Fan.
ESPN senior NFL insider Adam Schefter joins Rothman and Ice every Wednesday at 12:30. And he works blue.
Okay.
The NFL Playbook with Adam Schefter is sponsored by The Roofing Guys.
Indeed it is. The Fan. Yeah, sure. You're a 20 handicap when there's money on the line. A sandbagger's paradise. You're listening to Tee to Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan.
Welcome back, everybody. As always, thank you for tuning in on this July 4th. We have a brand new driver as part of our prize pack this week, courtesy of our friends at the PGA Tour Superstore. You heard that correctly. Brand new driver. We have a round of golf to go play out of the Virtues. Balls from our friends at Titleist. Plenty of fan goodies we're throwing there for you this week as well. No Twitter or X contest, so stay tuned. We'll have details on this week's giveaway coming up shortly here from Scioto Country Club, and your chance to make this great prize package yours.
This is Backspin. Tee to Green. Backspin.
Joined for a few minutes by our old friend Dave Shedlosky of Golf Digest. Dave, good morning. Happy July 4th. Let's start with your thoughts on this venue, Scioto Country Club, and how it's held up the first couple of days of this major championship.
Well, thanks, Skip, and happy 250th birthday to America. Yes, Scioto Country Club, it's a little bit easier than I think that a lot of people thought it might be, certainly me, and the fact that four over was the cut, that's pretty low. And I think it's held up fine. I think they've had to kind of make the greens a little bit softer. A little bit of rain this morning probably didn't hurt it. And, you know, it's a great test of golf. And Andrew Green, I think, did a great job in making it a great course even better.
George McNeil with the lead at minus six. You know, as mentioned, Daniel, 15 players under par. Do you think this place will toughen up even more over the weekend? I guess why or why not?
Well, I think the USGA is going to anticipate, obviously, with the moved up tee times this morning, they're going to anticipate that we're going to get some rain. So it's probably going to play pretty easy if we do get rain, and depending on how much, they may adjust their setup to account for that, and it could be tougher. I think that they could probably put the pins in some interesting places tomorrow to make it a little more challenging. But no, I don't think it's going to be that much harder, actually.
Dave, let's talk about the weather a little bit. How much of an additional mental grind do you think that the heat has added to the challenge of this place the first couple of days?
Other than Stuart Sink, who seems to like to suffer and plays great over the last three, four holes of each round, it's affected a lot of guys, and I have talked to players. Ryan Armour had a really good round of golf going, the former Ohio State player. He was three under even for the championship, and he just, you know, we talked to him after, and the first thing he said was, the heat got to me. And I think the heat does get to guys, and it has to be a factor. If you're in great shape, though, it probably won't be as much. Guys like George McNeil, who's only 50, you know, Stuart Sink's only 53. These younger old guys, that's a term we can use, probably have a little bit of an advantage.
We're chatting with Dave Shedlosky, Golf Digest this morning, tee to green from Scioto Country Club here on The Fan. Dave, you spent an awful lot of time over the years with Jack Nicklaus. We know his roots here at Scioto, but there's so much more history here at Scioto than just that. When you consider Bobby Jones, the U.S. Open, also Ryder Cup, PGA Championship, a couple of other previous senior opens, as someone who appreciates the game like you do, how special is this place?
Well, you can't find another place really with this kind of history. When you throw in a PGA, a U.S. Amateur, a U.S. the third U.S. Senior Open now, of course the Bobby Jones connection, Jack Nicklaus growing up here, the greatest player in the game, and of course Bobby Jones probably was the greatest player in the game before Jack came along. So you get those, you get all those connections, and you know, a PGA, U.S. Open, Ryder Cup, U.S. Amateur. Not many places in America are going to have that, just that alone. So you could just kind of stop right there and say Scioto stands alone.
Dave, here in Central Ohio, obviously, you know, we have the Memorial Tournament, the Nationwide Children's Championship. This year we had a major championship to the mix. In your opinion, what makes Columbus such a great home for championship golf?
The quality, well, again, the quality of the golf courses is paramount in any conversation about where they hold major championships. And of course, we have Columbus Country Club had a PGA. Scioto, we just talked about, Mirfield Village, only place in the world with a Solheim Cup, a Ryder Cup, and a President's Cup, as well as 51 editions of the Memorial, 50th anniversary this year of the Memorial Tournament. It's the quality of the golf courses. And we haven't even talked about, say, the golf club, Double Eagle, other great courses in this area that don't even have a major, and OSU Scarlet. So, you know, when you have a collection of venues like this, it is a lure for organizations to say, let's go to Columbus. Let's play on one of these great golf courses. And, and again, we haven't even talked about, say, Brookside, the lake, all these golf courses that we have in this area that host U.S. Open sectional qualifiers, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we are blessed with just a potpourri of phenomenal golf courses.
Well, Dave, speaking of great courses and not too far away, I mean, next week the seniors will be heading up to Akron to play at Firestone. That tournament will be moving to California next year, so this is kind of an end of a 72-year era for professional golf at Firestone next week. I know it's about the sponsors, I get it, but how sad is it for a historic place like Firestone to not have an event after so many years?
Well, the hope is that it's a short-lived, absence on a professional golf calendar. But yeah, it's very sad. I'm a Cleveland native. I've been going to that tournament since 1985. It's sad because it's not just sort of the end of an era. It's an end of a tradition that goes back, as you said, 72 years. Firestone's iconic. When you think of Firestone, you think of the South Course, you think of one of the toughest tests in golf. You think about the water tower. You think about Tiger Woods winning 8 times, Jack Nicklaus winning there 7 times, 3 PGAs. Man, the history there. And look, at the end of the day, they couldn't get the sponsor to stay on calling Companies Championship, and they didn't have the crowds that they used to have. Now, the crowds that they used to have, it's kind of an unfair comparison because we saw Tiger Woods there for so many years, and he'd draw 40,000 fans. Well, that says it all. Where, if he's not there, it's still great golf to watch, and I've enjoyed having the seniors play there. I've enjoyed watching it. I still go every year. I'll go next week. But it's an unfair comparison, but that's where we are, and it doesn't get the fan support that it used to. It still does get support, just not as much.
All right, Dave. News last week was curious to get your thoughts on the two PGA Tour Series, Championship and Challenger Series, what you like and maybe what you dislike about what was rolled out last week.
Well, I think that I'm of two minds because there's two tiers. Am I allowed to have two minds on this? But anyway, look, I kind of got to agree with Ryan Armour on one aspect of this, and that's 120 players in the championship tier and 144 on the challenger tier every time they play. That's pretty good from the standpoint of providing playing opportunities for professionals out there. That I like that part of it. What I don't like is they're still talking about 20 million events, and I still can't see how that's sustainable. And I know I have a lot of players, including guys I've talked to this week here at Scioto, that they just don't see how that financial matrix holds up. And Rory McIlroy even said it himself. It seems like we've kind of gotten over the edge in terms of purse size. And then the fact that you're only going to have a turnover, you're going to still keep 90 guys on the championship level. So you're only going to relegate up to 30. Well, so you can play pretty average golf and still stay in the top 90s. And is that really what you want to see? I think way back in the day, only 60 guys were exempt. 60. That seems like a number. So half get relegated, and you get better turnover and better competition. So that's my critique of it.
Dave Shedlosky, we always love catching up. Thank you so much for joining us this morning here at the Senior Open at Scioto. Fans can read your work at golfdigest.com. Dave, have a great rest of your week, okay?
Oh, thanks, Skip. Take care and happy 4th.
You got it. Coming up, we had a chance to visit with Stuart Sink earlier in the wing. Sink, since tied for 3rd here at Scioto, 3 back of George McNeil's lead. We will share our conversation with him next as Tee to Green continues live from the U.S. Senior Open at Scioto here on The Fan.
If you've recently seen a photo of an older Baker Mayfield fresh off a bender, it's just Bo Bishop. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's the Fan Call-In Show, presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Accurate Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Miss it, Noonan. Miss it. This is Tee to Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan.
And welcome back, everybody. As always, thanks for tuning in as we come to you from Scioto Country Club this morning, round 3 of the U.S. Senior Open. We have another terrific golf prize package. Major championship means a major prize. Headlining this week's package, we have a brand new driver from our friends at the PGA Tour Superstore. You heard that correctly. We have a round of golf to go play out at the Virtues. Balls from our friends at Titleist. Plenty of fan goodies we're throwing there for you this week as well. Again, no Twitter or X contest, so stay tuned. We'll have details on this giveaway shortly and your chance to make this prize package yours.
You are listening to Tee to Green's On the Range.
On the range here at Scioto Country Club. Earlier this week, we had a chance to visit with Stuart Sink. Sink currently sits, began the day at 3 back, tied for 3rd of George McNeil. Sink has arguably been the guy on the PGA Tour Champions this season, and we started by asking him, even though he was still competitive on the regular tour, was there any sort of reset when he turned 50 like we typically see with others?
I think it wasn't much of a reset. It was just I benefited from playing on the PGA Tour all the way through my 50th birthday, and staying sharp and competitive for that tour just translates really well to the Champions Tour, or really any place you're playing. I mean, to be competitive and sharp on the PGA Tour is just good preparation for good golf anywhere, because it's the best.
You've really kept it going here in 26, Stuart. What's been working the best for you this season?
Well, over the course of my career, I'd say that driving is just, at times I was a really good driver, but it was also a little bit of an Achilles heel for me. And so the last, say, like year or so, going back to the sort of second half of 2025, I made some adjustments with my coach, and my driving became a real weapon. I had the power, especially going on the PGA Tour Champions. You go from being Mr. Average on the PGA Tour to one of the top two or three longest on the Champions Tour, and that's a huge benefit. But to be able to take that power and keep it in play and really attack holes and not cost yourself and basically remove that Achilles heel has been probably the biggest difference in consistent results for me over the last year.
We're chatting with Stuart Sink this morning, tee to green here on the Fan Senior Open here at Scioto. And Stuart, had you seen or played Scioto on any of your trips either here to Columbus for Memorial or up the road in Firestone? And I guess what were your initial thoughts on both the course and the latest restoration?
Well, I had never played Scioto until Thursday before the U.S. Senior Open. I went up and played just to get a first look at the golf course and get my game plan at least started, so that it wasn't all just brand new on Tuesday and Wednesday. That's a golf course like Scioto. There's a lot out there. It's a great track. Let me tell you, my first impression when I just saw it for the first time, it's really, really good golf course and very solid. I think it's going to be a great venue for the U.S. Senior Open, and I'm looking forward to competing there. But I only saw it the one time, and I got 18 holes in and did some homework, and we'll finish up the rest of that as tournament week gets here.
Was curious how you did. We spoke to John Cook earlier in the week, Stuart. He said if there was ever a course set up for someone like Stuart Sink with your length and ball flight, it would be Scioto. Is there anything to that?
I don't know if I completely agree with that, because there's a lot of bunkers out there that are about 315 to carry, and that's just not doable. You know, there's nobody in the field is going to be able to carry the ball 315. My caddy Chris Jones and I call those zone holes, where you have to figure out exactly how far you're going to try to carry the ball within a certain zone. Usually we use like 20 yard gaps. That there's a lot of holes out there that are in the 255 to 275 range, which is not a driver. That could be a 3-wood or a hybrid a lot of days, but it's just not a course that lets you really attack with the driver very often. Like some, so the power game doesn't just apply to driving. It also applies to those 190-yard, 200-yard approach shots, where the same power that allows you to hit the driver far allows you to hit those in nice and soft and high and have more control than a lot of the other players in the field. So power is advantageous more than just off the tee.
Stuart, you've won the two senior majors already this season. What would this one mean to you?
I don't think anybody would argue with the fact that I believe this is the crown jewel of the Champions Tour season. It's we've got five majors, but it's the major with all caps. It's the biggest tournament of the year. It's the biggest, greatest field on the best course, and I think it would be. I would probably say that my Champions Tour career was not successful if I didn't include it as one of my trophies. So that's what it means to me. And I'm super excited about playing at Scioto. I think, like I said before, I think it's one of the great venues for this tournament that exists anywhere in the U.S.
Speaking of venues, Stuart, I mentioned Firestone a moment ago. That tournament is next week. It'll be moving to California next year, meaning kind of an end of an era for Firestone up in Akron. I mean, I know you've been there many times. You were a winner there once, almost a second time. I get it. It's all about sponsors. But you know, how sad is it for a venue like that, which has hosted so many events the last 72 years, to not have one after this season?
It is sad. And it's just such a course that the players love so much, and it's got such history. But yeah, you said it, you know, it's a business world, and sponsors really make the carousel go round out here. And without the support of a sponsor or community, then just there's no tournament. And Firestone, I'd say, is one of the great examples of a huge disparity and gap between how well revered and loved the golf course is versus the difficulty of securing a long-term sponsor in a place. And it's just been that way. You know, the golf course doesn't make everything. It's a very complex model to make a successful professional golf tournament. And unfortunately, it looks like Firestone is just going to be a victim of that scenario.
Well, Stuart, last thing, is someone, you know, not too far removed from the regular tour, just wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, what the PGA Tour rolled out with the two-tiered system that will be in place beginning in 28 with the Championship and Challenger Series. Do you think the majority of players will like it, you know, dislike it at all? And I guess, would you have been in favor of it 15 years or so ago just for Stuart's sake?
You know, I've sat and thought about this a lot, and I don't know if I'm glad I'm done with the PGA Tour or if I wish I was still. It's hard to tell. It's going to be competitive. I know one thing, there's going to be 120 players who are real happy about it. They're going to love it. It's just an opportunity to play for $20 million in each event plus the majors. It's just a tremendous opportunity. And so, but I think they've definitely kind of said, well, if you look at the model we have right now, we've got the PGA Tour with a few elevated events and a bunch of regular events, and then we have the Korn Ferry Tour. It seems to me like we're kind of eliminating all those non-elevated signature events and just kind of squashing the Korn Ferry Tour in with the John Deere's of the world and the ones. I mean, they're great events, but man, it costs a lot of money to put up that kind of sponsorship for a $20 million purse. So, it seems like the second tier is kind of a mash between what the Korn Ferry looks like now and what the lower half of the PGA Tour season looks now. And the Korn Ferry Tour, I think, is going to continue to be that next tier down, but it's going to be the third tier instead of the second tier.
PGA professional Stuart Sink. Stuart, thanks so much for your time and for hopping on with us this morning. Continue to play well this weekend, okay?
Okay. Thanks for having me on.
Good stuff there. We spoke earlier this week. Sink is at -3, 4 back of your leader, George McNeil, here at the midway point of the U.S. Senior Open. All right, let's go ahead and give away this week's golf prize package, major championship. So we have a major championship giveaway. Brand new driver from our friends at the PGA Tour Superstore. We'll be back out there next week. We have a round of golf to go play at the Virtues, balls from Titleist, fan goodies, and more. Caller number 9 right now, 614-821-9710. If you or any member of your household have not won in the past 30 days, caller number 9, 614-821-9710. Coming up, one of the guys besides Stuart Sink that many thought would contend here this week at Scioto was Zach Johnson. Johnson actually playing this week on the PGA Tour event at the John Deere and playing well. We will hear from Johnson next as Tee to Green continues here on The Fan.